It has been a couple of years since the legislation came into being as Act 103, a law that allowed the state-run Hawaii Health Systems Corporation to privatize the operations of the Maui region's three hospitals, Maui Memorial Medical Center and the Maui Memorial Outpatient Clinic, Kula Hospital and Clinic, and Lanai Community Hospital. 3 weeks ago, Kaiser Permanente took over the management. Senior Vice President Ray Hahn was in Honolulu this week and dropped by our studio with a status report on the transition, managing public understanding, and his ever-growing to-do list.
There's quite a bit to do. You know, high and mighty on the list is the sheer infrastructure. And what I mean by infrastructure is definitely the bricks and mortars of the three hospitals. We have a very much an aging facility or aging facilities, but even the equipment. And I think you'll appreciate that this really works in a cycle, that we really need to have good equipment to recruit good staff and good specialty physicians. And in order to have good specialty physicians, you know, the question that I'm asked, probably the question that I'm asked most is, what's the plan to keep some of the services on Maui and stop the out-migration?
That's the question that many hospitals are finding themselves asking. And now, though, it seems a little different because this is now a Kaiser operation coming in. Is there a difference because this is Kaiser, because it is a closed system?
Oh, absolutely not. A good measure of success, how we would know that this was a successful transition, was one, making sure that there's not any patient safety or quality events, which we did not have, knock on wood, thanks to all the great staff and physicians and our transition support personnel. But our goal from Kaiser coming in was to have little or zero difference from the patient perspective from June 30th to July 1st. And what I mean by that is our absolute commitment is to operate these three facilities as community hospitals, whether you have HMSA, Kaiser Permanente, or even no insurance. And that's really the tenet of a community hospital, right? We're there to provide for all.
Do people understand that?
You know, I'm still asked, Bethann, every day I'm in the community and I'm on these similar shows. That's a question that I'm asked. And it's quite frightening from where I sit, but I also fully understand where the community may be. It's a very difficult, kind of a complex ordeal to understand, because people who know Kaiser know that it's a closed system. So naturally, one may think, you know, Kaiser Permanente taking over the three community hospitals, oh, it's turning into Kaiser Permanente hospitals. But that's just simply not the case. We're coming in as operators, and the commitment is to absolutely keep open three community hospitals for the entire island of Maui.
Does that mean that Kaiser needs to do a better job of outreaching into the community to let people understand that?
We do. We do. A lot of our, you know, certainly not hiding behind it, but a lot of our community outreach and communication outreach was kind of bound because this was a state transaction. But we have a lot of opportunities, and we're working on that. Things like this, outreaches, we're doing newspaper ads. We're doing survey groups in the community. We're doing town halls. There's one next Wednesday in Lahaina that I'm doing, the following Tuesday in Wailuku. So just constant messaging out there. And friends and family, right? We know the power of the coconut wireless, right? So, yeah, we're really getting the message out there.
For the medical staff that you've inherited and the fact that we also have a doctor's shortage, you're now looking at an area which is not on Oahu, not on the mainland attached to any Kaiser facility. Does this mean for a lot of people that they're still going to have to be farmed out to either Oahu or to the mainland for certain specialty services because it is so difficult to find and retain some of the medical staff that you need?
Yeah, great question. This is not an easy concept for the community and the public to really, you know, digest. Because the entire population of Maui is give or take 200,000 with 40,000 visitors and 160,000 residents, and I'm estimating here, I don't know that we're going to have the full complement of services. I'll take probably the most extreme example, burns. There's a specialty unit, specialty trained nurses and physicians who are trained in burns. The number of burn cases in Maui is, I don't have the exact number, but it's probably less than 5 a year, if not over many years. So using that example, it's not only from the cost perspective, but if from the training and the practicum perspective, it's really difficult to keep up competency for this specialized unit for the chance that we'll have that patient. That's probably, again, an extreme example. I guess my point in saying this is, I don't know the day will come when, maybe in the distant future, but in the near future, the focus has to be services that are farmed out for, that are highly utilized.
You're really talking about doing a cost-benefit or a risk analysis, how many people are going to be coming in for this service based on history, perhaps. Maui, though, is also changing in its population. So how are you beginning to look at that maybe a little differently than you might have if it were 5 or 10 years ago?
Absolutely. We're definitely looking at population growth, the mix, the visit volume. One of the cool things that we've put in on July 1st with the transition midnight on July 1st is our electronic medical record, arguably one of the best in the nation.
Is that Epic?
It's Epic, right. Epic, we call it Health Connect. That's a Kaiser lingo to give its name for the Epic platform. We've put in $5+ billion into making it what it is today. Epic is utilized by many of the world-recognized organizations throughout the country and the world. Sorian was good, but I could say honestly that Epic is better. And our from 17 days of rounding in the hospital, our physicians and our staff are just getting on top of it. I'm already getting positive reviews, very much positive reviews. And from that, one of the really coolest functions from Epic, other EMRs could do it too, but we could pull data on what you're speaking to so that we could predict on where the focus needs to be.
So you may see better data as you move forward than you have looking over your shoulders. But the thing that you know that you're going to deal with categorically is the lack of docs, the lack of medical staff to be able to fulfill the needs of a growing population.
Absolutely.
Have you already begun to decide what can't stay and what areas in which you'd like to grow? And how are you going about trying to find the money to make it grow? Because you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, not, you know, $10 million or $20 million, but a lot of money that you could probably spend in the blink of an eye.
Right. So just during the transition, we've really already, with Kaiser Permanente coming in, our Permanente medical groups already revamped and boosted the general surgery trauma program, brought in our trauma director. In terms of a specific what growth and what opportunities we have ahead, I think our cardiac program is something that we really need to look into. Small volumes, again, our surgeon, two surgeons, great outcome. Great outcome. You know, I come from the Californias, and in comparison, better outcomes than a lot of our California competitors with much challenging population. We need to grow that program, and we need to decrease the out-migration of cardiac patients from Maui. But that's going to take a little bit of time. I think the other one is orthopedic program, right?
Then do people really need to get over the idea that everything is going to be available at every hospital? And how do you intend to make that message well known and understood?
Yeah, I you know, whether you're on Maui, whether you're in Los Angeles. Now, Los Angeles is, by comparison, is a little bit different because you could actually find a hospital that offers that service 15, 10 miles away, arguably, right? But I guess the point of the Los Angeles comparison is that even on the outskirts of Los Angeles, you're not going to find a hospital that has a full complement, or anywhere in the country for that matter. There's going to be hospitals that specializes because, again, it's not just tied to pure finances, but it's also tied to the competency of those physicians and nurses. They need to see those patient, particular patients constantly to grow competency and to get better and better and better quality and better outcome data.
This, though, seems to be the same situation, for example, that you might find in Canada where you have socialized medicine. Not
yes.
Every hospital will have everything because it simply isn't cost effective.
Absolutely.
And just some people will say that causes a great deal of consternation. On the other hand, seeing that you don't have to have everything at every hospital, well, we wish you all the best and we'll check back with you.
Thank you so much, Beth Ann.
Rehan is a senior vice president with Kaiser Permanente and area manager of the Maui Health System.